from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Royals baseball, Ferns on Deck show tonight, 5:30 start. I know you're frustrated. I know you're angry. But they're still a playoff team, and they're a playoff team at 4.5 games.
That's right. They're still a playoff team, and they're still going to be a playoff team, and a lot of it has to do with the competition that is around you. The only wild card to me in all of this is going to be Detroit. I'm not really sure how they are. Honestly, guys, I have not watched much Tigers baseball this year. Is anybody, Mac, are you consuming a lot of that? I don't know.
No.
If you're consuming Tiger baseball, I don't know a lot of people that are consuming Tiger baseball, but all of a sudden you look at it and you're like, hey, wait a second here. Detroit's only 5 games back now. Where did they come from, right? We kind of talked about them a little bit last week or the week before that they're starting to play some better ball. Mm-hmm. But the Boston Red Sox are a dog right now. Like, they are just absolutely woof, woof. And there's no way that the Boston Red Sox are going to beat out the Kansas City Royals for a postseason berth. At least that's the way I'm feeling right now. Now, obviously, things can change as the week goes along. But I think right now that the Royals are still a better team than the Red Sox are right now. But the Tigers, that's an interesting wild card to be thrown into the mix, but I still don't see them overcoming the Royals. A 4.5 game lead to go with 25 games is a pretty sizable lead. You essentially have to lose out for the next 5 days, and Boston has to win for the next 5 days for them to jump you in the standings. Is that possible? Sure, anything's possible. Is it likely? It's not real likely based on the way that the Red Sox are playing right now either.
Right, Detroit playing the San Diego Padres.
Yeah.
For some reason, I don't know why, I haven't looked at it too much, but they don't play today, but they play Wednesday and Thursday.
Okay, so this is what happened in baseball. They wanted to play on Labor Day because there was somebody else I was listening to. Oh, Houston has played yesterday, then had an off day today, and then play. And the reason is they wanted to play on Labor Day but still give their guys off, so they're giving them the Labor Day holiday to draw big attendance to the ballpark because a lot of people were off yesterday.
Gotcha.
And then you take Tuesday off as the off day instead of having Monday as the off day. So you're playing a 3-game series over the course of 4 days as opposed. So it makes sense from that standpoint, which I kind of applaud Major League Baseball for. You know, you're going to have people off that want something to do. Don't take Monday off because it's normally been what everybody does. Have a game, play it on Monday where you know you can draw a big crowd. Tuesday, generally crowds are smaller because it's Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And so you take Tuesday off and then gear back up Wednesday and Thursday for the rest of that series. I kind of like that by Major League Baseball. Something a little bit different that we haven't seen before.
The Vinny Pasquantino injury was not catastrophic, I would say, yet. It seems like it is over the last 6 games. But, man, you really felt for the guy when you heard his press conference.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I don't want to think about it too much because I want to be a guy the Royals can count on to be here, and I haven't been that. And that, like, that's the part that is so upsetting for me is it's like, you know, when I close my eyes and envision what my career could look like in Kansas City, I want it to be, a long one and a healthy one. And thus far, every year something has happened, which every year something happens to everybody, right? This one's different, a little different than the shoulder because it was a actual play. And it was just trying to make a play. So, in that regard, it's like that's where I get the most upset, where it's like, man, I just want to be out there and just be able to help and things like this happen. And it's like, what do I got to do, to just – and there's nothing I could have done. It's kind of funny, like right after it happened, there's a few people that tweeted at me immediately and said, if I knew how to play first base, this wouldn't have happened.
Oh,
I don't regret the play that happened. I don't know what I did wrong. So to those guys, like, I wish you could give me a solution instead of just the problem. But it happened. I'm going to continue to fight to be here and to be a productive major league player. and to help this team get to the playoffs and try to win championships.
If you,
it sucks right now, but I'm going to do whatever I can to change that.
Go ahead.
I got to be careful here. If you tweeted to Vinny after he got hurt that he doesn't know how to play first base, you are a horse's ass wrapped in a loser, topped with another horse's ass. Who is sitting around tweeting to a Major League Baseball player that they don't know how to play first base? Like you do, pal, right? Like, come out of the basement every once in a while, put the keyboard down, and try to do something athletic. You will understand how hard it is. I know we joke about first base and, oh, the fat kid plays there and all that kind of stuff, because I did and I was the fat kid and all that.
Big Al, I hate dingers.
Yeah, right, exactly. Like, Big Al's playing first. And
I think he's skinny now.
But if and I hear he's doing very well for himself. If you are a guy that is sitting there and tweeting to an athlete or tweeting to Vinny Pasquantino that they don't know how to play first base, you really are a horse's ass. And I really feel sorry for you, because you clearly need some kind of outlet or something in your life, the fact that you're tweeting to a Major League Baseball player. Mm-hmm. But what Vinny said there does jump out, though, because he said, I want to be that guy that this organization can rely on, and I haven't been that. And that, to me, like, I'm thinking about it, I'm like, when Vinny plays, he's really, really good, and he does a nice job for this team. But he's right. He truly hasn't been that guy. Missed basically all of last year, and now is missing the most important part of the season. Some guys are injury prone. Some guys you feel like had a nice career, but what they could have been if they didn't suffer injuries. I know we always go back to Bo Jackson and things like that. I hope Vinny Pasquantino is not going down that route of every year something big happens where we go, damn, if we just had Vinny, because I hate the fact that he said that, and I wasn't even thinking about the fact that he wasn't available, because last year was such a bad season, it wouldn't have mattered anyway. But now he's like, 2 years in a row, I'm not available to my team. I hope that doesn't get into his head.
Well, he does have a good support system.
Yeah, I was a wreck. Not my proudest moments, just because it was, you know, I felt sorry for myself, and I probably did for about an hour. And then, you know, Sal talked to me, and Sal was the most direct person with me, and it helped a lot. Of just, I got to get over how I feel about myself right now. It happened. You can't go back and change it. So what can I do to help in the future? So the conversation that I had with Sal, which I will keep to myself, was super important for me, because he's been through it too, you know, with season enders. And he helped me a lot talking to different guys on the team. My wife, my parents, just seeing my dog when I got home helped, because he doesn't care if I'm healthy or not. So, yeah, I'm lucky to have a great support system around me. And the coaches have been great. Training staff's been great. Sam's been great. You guys have been great. So it's like, you know, I'm very fortunate. This sucks, but the people around me, you know, are lifting me up, not dragging me down. So just going to do what I can to help in the meantime and try to get back as efficiently as I can.
That's as raw as you've ever heard an athlete, man.
Right?
I enjoy listening to Vinny talk about what he's going through, because I think at times we forget there's a human element to a lot of these athletes. Well, to all of these athletes, there's a human element to, but sometimes we forget that. We get so caught up in, you know, oh, they can do anything. They're just an athlete. They're just a guy in a uniform. You forget about that human side and what Vinny has to be going through from a mental standpoint too, you know, is that I was there, I was playing great. We were on our way to doing something special, and I got hurt. Like, I hope Vinny doesn't wear this, that it's like all his fault now that they've lost six in a row and takes it to, you know, Vinny's still a very important part of this team. Vinny needs to understand that everybody's got his back around here, and we're going to support Vinny, you know, for as much as we possibly can. I hope he doesn't wear this thing too much and really let it affect himself.
And I don't think he will, because I think the supported can become the biggest supporter, because he says, you know, he says all the right things.
I'm just one guy, and we all know in baseball that one player doesn't make or break anything with the team. So it's a team of 28 guys now, and if that team is pulling the same rope, then you got a shot. And I know that this team is pulling the same rope. So you just got to go in and do your job, keep passing the baton, keep having good at bats, keep moving runners, keep getting guys in from third, just doing the little things right. You do the little things right with this team, you're going to be in a good spot. So, and like we've talked about, like, this team has nothing but fight in it. So they're going to keep fighting, keep doing the little things right, keep playing the game the right way, keep playing hard, and see where we are come the end of the year.
Go be the biggest cheerleader, man.
Yeah, let's go.
Sometimes I saw the text line said, maybe you can have Hosmer come in here and give a locker room speech. That ain't Hosmer's job. Yeah. That's now Vinny Pasquantino's job. You can't play, but you can make your presence felt and you get this team fired up. And then when they see somebody who is pining to be out there and be supportive, and he's in that dugout after his surgery with the cast or whatever it is on his hand, getting the guys ready to go and getting them all prepped up, that can open up some eyes. And that's what this team will get. They'll get a spark at some point, and they'll turn things around because, they, like you said, they're going to fight. They know what they're doing. They know they're capable of. They're a playoff team.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.